Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 23 of Brian Gittins and Friends. Ah, to the left, I got, he's always here with me. He's got 15 middle names. He's 6'9". He's David, Jonathan, Kingsley. Let's go through your middle names, David.
William, quick, Nicholas.
Quicker.
Michael, Cedric. Frederick, right. Simon,
yeah,
quicker. St. Augustus, Rupert, Ray, just kind of, you know, keeping it.
Does it matter what order you do?
That voice you hear is the guest of this episode. Who is it, David?
It's Jamie Dimitri.
Ooh, I mean, that's not my name, but
do you know, he got the last guest name wrong as well.
My name's Jamie Dimitriou, but...
Oh, thank goodness, but, I got the whole thing wrong then.
I feel like you're just giving me a cool nickname.
Yeah, absolutely, a cool one.
Yeah.
It's like when I say names now, I have like this sort of just almost mini heart attack. I don't know if I've got it right or not, you know.
Yeah. You rarely get people abbreviating the surname, though.
That's
like,
true.
Like Brad Pitt.
That is true. You need to do the whole thing to the end.
Yeah.
If you're talking to the police or something, they want to know, you know...
What's my name, dude?
Charles
the robot.
No, it's Charles the robot.
Charles the robot.
Yeah.
The robot. Yeah, right. You're Charles the Rob if you weren't going to put the end, but it's robot. You're right. Finish it off to a T.
Right, guys, we're actually on the roof. We're in a building site.
Oh, blimey, oh, goodness me.
So we've been building...
Good, it was.
It's better than nothing, isn't it?
It's a good job to have.
Yeah. So we're quite high up.
Slackers.
These bricks sure are heavy.
They are heavy. They are heavy bricks. And David, you've been hodding. Yes. And Jamie's obviously dab-am with the old...
So hodding as in, like, moving bricks about, sort of...
More or less.
Right, okay,
is that a job?
Yeah,
hodding.
I'm a hodder. Yeah, indeed. Yeah.
Jamie, you're a dab hand with the old trowel.
Yeah.
So together we're going to build a house. We're a team. We've all got our own unique skill, like the Thunderbirds, almost kind of vibe.
Yeah.
Well, I would be a dab hand if I could be asked.
Always got someone like this down.
All I'm looking for right now is a couple of suds with my buddies up on this roof. That's
that's not going to get the money at the end of the week. That's not quite the attitude we're looking for. I'm not being critical, but...
You don't say that in front of the foreman's face, mate.
Do I indeed?
No,
Charles,
you don't.
The foreman.
But I'd Jamie looking good with his top off.
He is looking good.
Well, David is too. I was about to say.
Thank you very much.
I didn't picture you as someone who'd have so many tattoos.
Well, it's got to be said, I don't have them on my arm because they're bad for job interviews, but I do have them on my chest.
Sure. Could you tell us a bit about them? Is that a fish?
No, it's a mermaid hugging my left teat. Just sort of holding it like it's a shell to her ear type of thing.
What inspired you to get that?
It's just like men of a high masculine standard, like a pirate.
Sure.
Or like other men I rub shoulders with on this building site, they have mermaids or anchors. It's always usually an aqua sort of water theme.
Sure.
Like a jet ski. I've never seen that. That might be one. But to get involved with that sort of thing would be fun.
Jet ski.
Yeah. And what, there's a whole plethora of things going on there.
Ooh, plethora.
Well, we're on a rooftop. What's the tripod about? What does that represent?
The tripod is...
it's massive. It's absolutely massive.
The tripod is enormous.
Starts at his toes and goes up to his nose.
Because I want to finish it and put a camera on top of the tripod so it's filming the
mermaid. So the camera's on your face.
I suppose it would be. I haven't thought of it like that.
You have a tattoo of a camera.
A JVC camera on my face.
Yeah.
The entire, my nose would be the actual lens.
So the tripod legs go up your legs.
Yeah, the tripod would go up my legs.
And then they sort of meet at your neck.
And my neck. And then the actual camera, like a tiger face, but a camera on my actual face type of thing. Like that.
And you were worried about your arms not being able to get you work.
But they would be clapper boards. No, they wouldn't. I don't want any ink whatsoever on my arms.
But you were worried about having tattoos on your arms and not being able to get jobs, but you're going to have a camera on you.
This is why I've held back with the camera on my face for that exact reason. The job centre have given me advice to avoid it.
So you want to wait until you've locked a job down and then it's just camera face.
Then let's get inking, people. I want to finish this camera look.
What job?
What job would I...
What job do you think...
Oh, showbiz. It'd be somewhere in showbiz, I imagine, where they'd welcome a camera as a face. Or a human CCTV camera. I don't know. I need to think that one through, ultimately. But I've got the tripod now. It's a waste of money. And to actually get it removed would be even more money. That's
painful.
The con.
And painful.
Incredibly painful. And you'd just have a tripod scab up your body as well. You don't actually get rid of it properly. That's a myth.
Yeah, it just looks... It's just like a white outline, isn't
it? Yeah, like a very hot tripod was thrown at me. It would just leave, like, the outline of it on me. So I'm stuck of it now.
Right, Jamie, have you got your first proper question for David?
I do, yeah. Okay.
Here we go. So, can you pass us the bricks, David?
Oh, yes, absolutely. They go one by one.
Thank you.
Bend
there you
your
go.
Knees, mate.
What's that, sorry?
Bend your knees. Yeah, we're only
quite
a team
right.
of three. We can't lose
Health
anybody.
And safety.
And I
no,
can't
you're quite
be
right.
asked to work.
No, you have to at some point, I'm afraid, because the foreman will come up and he'll inspect what we've
cement
done.
Cement anyone?
Yes, please. A little bit of cement.
Yes, thank you very much.
So, first question, Jamie.
Oh, yes, first question. So, David, you're a sort of positive guy.
Very much so,
I was
definitely.
Just going to ask if you've ever... uttered phrase, well, I don't know, do I?
I don't know, do I? I don't think I have really. I always try and go one step further with... I always think there's some knowledge. I'm not calling myself Wikipedia, I'm not being arrogant. But I think in some way there's going to be... I don't think I'd ever...
I just would like to hear... I want to know what would bring you to say, oh, I don't know, do I?
I think if someone asked me loudly whilst before going into a booth to vote for a political party and they were really putting me on the spot, I'd say, I don't know, do I, for God's sake? And give them a look, I'd say, that's inappropriate.
But wait, well, what's the person asking? They're going, who are you voting for?
Yeah, who are you voting for? And I'd say, I don't know, do I?
And would that be... Would you not... Do you not know before you go into the booth? Do you make up your mind in the booth?
I do. Yeah, usually I am racked with indecision type of thing.
Sure.
And also, I don't want the rest of the community knowing... Well, I didn't even know myself, and I don't want other people to know that either.
Sorry,
that's you're quite right. Fine. I think it's important to have clear political allegiance.
Why are you going down the ladder?
Sorry?
Why are you going
down
the ladder?
Yeah, I'm finding the further you go down the ladder, the harder it is to hear you.
Yeah, sorry.
And also, the foreman's down there. David, the foreman's down there, he's going to see you.
Yeah, I'm coming back up, don't worry, I'm coming back up.
It just feels weird to be in the middle of a conversation and just start climbing down the ladder.
It is a bit weird. What? You're not even going down for any reason.
I just got confused and just a bit lost. And
here we come. We're coming back up.
I'm coming back up. Here we go. I'm back.
Hey,
there we go. I'm back up the ladder. There we go. Like
hug,
it never happened.
A little group hug.
Yes, please. There we go. Hands around the hips.
I can feel the outline of the tripod on me.
I know. It was a bad move, the tripod. It really was. A lot of people told me not to do it, but I went for it.
When you say, I don't know, do I? Do you say that with your dad? Does he sort of wind you up sometimes? You go, I don't know, do I?
No, I think the thing is just to try... If I gave someone several answers, like they had a problem with their wife, and I said, well, you know, think about a divorce or, you know, go on separate holidays, and they kept digging on
what
and
would
on.
The other, what would the other suggestions be to solve the problems?
It would be a case of, you know, have a child, perhaps. You know, three is more of a group. We don't have to just look at her all the time.
Sure.
You know, it might be a case of board games in the evening or get an allotment, just something, an added component.
I'm lost.
Oh, it'd be a case of if someone was constantly asking me questions and I continually gave them ideas.
Right.
And then they kept asking. After a while, I'd come to breaking point and say, I don't know, do I? It's your, you married Barbara, for God's sake. And I'd come to a breaking point, but I wouldn't open with that. I'd try and get them a solution.
Right.
I feel like you should throw it out there more often. I think it suits you. I feel good saying it.
Not for the poddy.
Not for the poddy. No, no,
no, no.
Let's not kill that cash
cow. I love that you're an open book and you're a yes man and
for sure.
On the poddy.
I'm trying to, you know, give people solutions to their life dilemmas. I mean, if I said that to the foreman, I'd just be quite right. Put that in the holster. I'd just be frog marked off the building site. He wouldn't take that
for sure.
You're going down the ladder again, mate.
I don't know.
You're going down the ladder again.
Sorry.
I can hardly hear you.
This conversation is getting me anxious for some reason. I just think the
frog marked.
Huh?
Frog march.
Frog march.
Frog march. I think like a quickie mart for
frogs.
Yeah, perhaps.
Sort of a French cuisine feel. French
perhaps,
legs.
Perhaps. Yeah.
Dipped in garlic.
The foreman hasn't been around recently. I feel we could just take the day. I mean, I'm taking the day off anyways.
Well, no, just make rude.
Honestly, yeah. You're playing with fire.
Explain to
the Russian roulette.
What Jamie's doing, David?
Well, he's just sort of sat there with his feet up, swigging from a can of, what's it called, strong, what's that cider, bow?
Oh, swigging. I thought you said swinging.
No, we
swinging
will be in a minute, mate, if you have another can of that.
Down the ladder again,
yeah,
David.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I'm
up.
Coming back
quick.
I just feel I'm being judgmental towards someone. Drinking down the
his fingers
days.
In his belt loops. Looking yeah. real cool.
Yeah, Jamie's got his fingers in his belt. Looking real cool.
I've actually got a sort of big bucket full of ice and different drinks. Which one do you want, David?
If it's alcoholic free, I'd be more than happy to take part.
What alcohol? I've literally got every drink in this bucket. To be honest, it's taking up way too much space on the roof. So it'd be good if I could get rid of the drinks. What drinks do you want from it?
Do you have an Umbongo? Do you remember those? Are they still around?
Umbongo.
Yes,
there is one in here. What else do you
want? So I wanted to check literally if you had every drink, and you have.
I have an Umbongo.
I stand corrected. That's incredible.
Yeah.
An Umbongo and just say a Lilt would be lovely.
We've got a Lilt. I'm also chucking you a Shandy Bass.
Does that have alcohol in it?
No.
All right, fair enough. And it's nice and cold. I'll put that on my forehead.
For sure.
David, I've got a first question here from me to you is, what's the most you've ever been frightened?
The most I've ever been frightened was on my school bus when I was bullied by a boy the year below me.
You lying?
I'm not lying at all.
Don't shout. No, need to shout.
Sorry, not at all. Bullying takes place frequently in secondary schools.
Okay, so this is the most you've ever been frightened?
It was, and he would sit behind me and give me nuggets.
Nuggets?
Sorry?
Nuggets.
Nuggets. Nuggets is when you get like a quick hit on the top of the head. I know, brain cells were just drawn out of my head from
What's
that,
his
I
name?
Think. Nicholas Gaze.
Oh, have you... You've spoken about him before?
I think I may have. Yes.
Does he still play a part in your life physically? Is he around?
Gagan.
Well remembered. I didn't want to use
his
surname. I did lie. There you go.
Nick Gagan.
That's a very good memory you've got there.
Oh, great.
I didn't want to leave that one out.
So you lied to us?
I did lie. Well, I changed his name
Nicholas
slightly.
Nicholas Gaze.
I changed it to the last minute.
His actual name is?
Nick Gagan. Yes.
Gagan.
That's a good memory you've got there. It's got to be said. I see him every now and then, perhaps on Arundel Bridge, fishing for, I don't know, trouts?
Where do
you fish
now?
For? I don't know. Yeah, every now and then I just sort of, how are you doing? And just sort of quickly move on.
Don't give him your time of day.
Yeah, for
he
sure.
He seems like quite a reformed man type of thing.
Right.
Does he ever apologise for the nuggets?
He's moved on. I was one of many victims.
Right.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean? Type
now
of
he's
thing.
Taking it out on the fish.
Yeah, it seems that way. It's got to be
when
so
you look
flipping
at him now,
around
you,
on the pavement.
Yeah. How do you feel about him now? Are you just like...
Still a bit, he's got, you know, he's got some build on him. He was in the army for a while.
Yeah.
And he could still do me a lot of mischief type of thing.
He works on the site, guys.
Actually, he's fishing off the corner. He's over there. Look in the corner. There's someone fishing off. I didn't even realise there was a...
There's a little pond.
This house is built in a lake.
Quite well. It's rich people.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And we've got to make sure, you know, we build it before the current goes up.
I say we join old Gaze.
You don't want to join Gazing Gagan, whatever he's called, because...
Why were you so frightened on the bus?
The worst point was they played a game called Terry Waite, which is...
Terry Waite?
What's his name?
Terry White.
It is Terry White. I've got that right. Yeah. I always worry getting names wrong.
No, Terry.
And he would put a pee bag over your head and you'd be Terry White, the hostage. He was a popular hostage. Well, not popular one, but he got a lot of press interest in the 80s.
Well, he did that to you?
Yes, he did. And then nugget.
For how long?
I think it was twice. And then my parents rang up the
teacher.
How
long would you have the bag on your head?
Oh, when the bag came off my head, I'd be in Ford. So it's from Barnum to Ford's.
No.
Yes.
Wait, give me, how long's that?
About 15 minutes, something like that.
Jesus. Ballpark. You had a bag on your head in the cut on the coach?
For about 15, maybe
That's
10 horrible. Minutes, something
Where
like that.
Where was the teachers?
Well, they were nowhere. It was just a guy chain-smoking Benson and Hedges driving it.
And would they physically hold it on your head, or would you just have to sit there with it on, assuming that if you took it off, you'd
I can't,
feel
I'd
rough.
Hope.
And this is the man you give the time of day to.
I just very briefly give him a hand gesture.
Let's kill this fucker.
Let's kill him.
Yeah, let's kill him.
Let's kill the fucker.
He'll come back somewhere. It'll be like Jason in those Halloween films. He'll just keep getting up and coming after us.
Here's a brick.
He's over there.
If I miss, though, he'll
He's
come up marching over to me. I'm not a great shot.
Throw the brick in.
I think give it a go. Throw the brick. See if you can hit. He'll be literally swimming with the fishes, mate.
Well, I'll give it a quick... I mean, what do you do when it comes to throwing bricks? I mean, I just know I'm going to miss him and he'll come after me.
What's his name?
Nicholas Gagan.
Nicholas!
Oh, God, here we go.
Nicholas!
Nicholas!
Do it now.
Hello!
Nicholas!
Do it now.
Take some of that!
Direct hit.
Lovely stuff, right between the eyes.
Wow, well done, David.
Oh, I'm quite pleased with that.
That must
That's
be
the end
nice
of that
feeling.
Nightmare. Yeah, it really is quite therapeutic.
I can see him. Do you know what? He's weird. He's just swimming away really happily. I think.
Oh, he did.
But
miss.
He's gone, which is the main thing.
He's in the water. At least he's not working here anymore.
Yeah, absolutely. He's moved on. He's got a P45 and he's in the bottom of the ocean.
When I get hit in the head with something, I usually just leave my job and swim away.
It's the best solution, because it really is a hint that you're just not getting on with the guys.
David, I've got a question here from... have you brought sarnies with you?
I haven't, no. I've only got a peach. It's a pear. Apologise. Get the fruit right. But I don't have any sarnies with me, no. Did you?
Well, you know we're doing a podcast. Round.
Oh, yes.
We're on a building.
Oh, of course. Yeah, no, I haven't brought that along at all. I have a pear and a Cadbury's.
You forgot we were doing a little poddy.
Yes, quite, absolutely, yeah.
Okay, I've got a question from a listener, at Gentle Friendly.
Gentle Friendly.
Are you doing Edinburgh, David? If so, where?
Oh, there we go. Well, that is productive.
Edinburgh Festival, that is. Yeah.
Yes, so I am doing Edinburgh...
Exactly, so we get some listeners.
Absolutely.
I mean, this
goodness.
Won't come out until sort of Occy time, October.
So
it's not going to help.
No, but it's the thought that counts,
we could put
Gentle
this out.
Friends.
We could put this out first.
You know, at which point the building will be finished and we probably won't be hanging out anymore.
Exactly.
Oh, I don't think that'll be the case.
Oh, yeah?
If you bring that ice bucket along with you, I'm sure we can sip liquids together type of thing, which would be good fun.
Can we fast forward in time and read David's reviews?
Oh, blimey. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, goodness
wow.
Me.
Yeah, let's fast forward in time and read David's reviews.
Do I want to read them and hear them?
Wow.
5 stars.
What's that, sorry?
5 stars.
5 stars?
You're 5 stars?
Wow!
Wowzers! Wow. That's what I want. That's what I want to be coming
home
to.
In what publication, Charles?
He won the festival.
You won the festival, David.
And win the bloody trophy.
David, actually, let's just... Can you imagine if that happens? What if you win the festival?
Champagne on me.
Champagne on Charles. Massive
Charles.
Smile on me, my face.
Jamie, what do you think will happen to David if he won the festival? Say, in 2 months' time, he could be the winner.
I don't dare... I want you to stay grounded. I'd like you to keep your head out of the clouds, mate, because I do feel like right now you are the soundest guy I know on this
roof. That's very good of you to say.
And
I'm not turning the volume down. I'm going to keep
really
sound.
Really nice message, Jamie.
I don't want you forking out on fur coats. I don't want to see you hanging out with Danny Dyer down Tiger. I mean, I do. I'd love to see that.
Absolutely love to see that. Genuinely, Jamie, what do you think might happen to David if he won?
If you won,
yeah,
you're going to take some meetings, boy.
What are the meetings like? You just got to give a lot of eye contact and
come
up a lot of ideas.
You got to sit there and tell
them
what's... Let's have the meeting. Let's have the meeting. So pitch me a TV show idea, and I'll give you a sense of.
Okay, well, this is the little scenario. You've won Edinburgh,
right? I'm in London.
Channel 4 want to see you.
Channel 4, blimey, that'd be good.
Yeah, exactly. Horse Ferry Road, is it?
Obviously. And you've got to suss out whether or not these guys are genuine, and I think you need to not take any shit. I've taken some shit in the past.
What's the Channel 4 offices like? I can imagine they're quite impressive.
They're predominantly sort of dark purple.
Wow.
And
wow.
Like a big bruise of a building.
Sort I
of.
Like it. It's yeah. got a really nice feel. Yes, I can
so
imagine that.
They want to know what your ideas are.
There's an elevator you go up, isn't there?
A glass elevator?
Yeah, I think I've seen that on the
news.
You've
obviously waltzed your way through Edinburgh. You're the winner. They want to hear your ideas. Bang. Here we go.
David, hello. Thank you so much for coming in.
No, thank you for inviting me along. It's really very good of you.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's good of you to come in.
No, thank
but
you.
But seriously, God, I'll tell you what, we had a guy in a second ago. Do you know Pat Sharp?
I do, from children's television.
Yeah, we feel like... Now, I don't know, I feel like when I was watching you, I got a sense of who you are.
Hi, David.
Hello.
Oh, sorry, this is my... Look, do we introduce yourself?
Well, my name's Shelley, and I'm Paul's assistant.
Yeah. Pleased to meet you, Shelley. There you go, handshake.
Yeah, well, do, yeah. I mean,
okay,
handshake. Do you want something to drink, by the way?
Yes, that would be great. I'll have a...
We've got Mbongo, Lilt, and Shandy Bass.
I'll have a cappuccino.
Aye.
Oh, that's not a problem. I had the lilt.
You're not going to get... I don't think you're right. I liked your show, but this just isn't...
No. Honestly, the cappuccino, don't worry about that. Don't
Hello,
see that
David.
As a stumbling block.
I loved your show.
Oh, wonderful.
I did not see it, but it was great.
Well, you've obviously read the reviews. I've got 5 out of 5. Not that I need to tell you.
What was the publication you got 5 out of 5 in?
It was the Guardian.
You got
cool.
That's no. Thank you
that I don't know. I don't know why my dad's in the office.
No,
I think it was just
the.
I took him to see your show.
And he's a fan.
And
that's lovely.
And he's a fan. Pitch us a show, David.
Right. So
something with Pat. You and Pat Sharp.
So okay, we'll be co-presenting it together, type of thing.
However you see it, he could be your assistant. You could be his assistant.
Hi, David.
This is
hello,
Shelley.
Shelley
likes to. I think it's important for us to get a sense of how trustworthy you are. It's important that you engage Shelley in everything you pitch us.
Yeah,
just
absolutely.
Ensure you're saying hello to her frequently.
You've been sort of ignoring me.
Sorry, Shelley, I'm giving you full eye contact now, and I'm really
David,
I'm getting a good aura of
David,
from
David,
you.
Don't push it.
No, don't. You're quite right.
Love
quite
your
right.
show, dude.
Who's this guy?
This is my cousin, Harry.
Pleased to meet you, Harry. Handshake.
Yeah.
Love your show, dude.
Because
thank you.
This office is getting really busy.
It really is. I'm trying to remember the lemon pitch.
Stepping out of the improv for a second, this will happen if you have a meeting at Channel 4. They will bring their families in, and that's just something you're going to have to deal with.
Do they really bring relatives along?
The head of Channel 4 tends to bring their relatives along, yeah.
What, like nephews and aunts?
Nephews and aunts are relatives, yeah, so I guess.
Yeah, not? Absolutely. That's yeah. yeah I've
it's predominantly parents. It's you punch up. You predominantly get parents and aunties and uncles in. Just to get... Say hi to Shelley, sorry.
Sorry, Shelley, you're all right. Hi. Sorry about that. I'm rude, sorry. This is just a new environment for me. This is very, you know...
I feel like...
Fine. Thank you. No, thank you. You're doing a good job. Thank
I
you very much.
I feel like I'm not getting a sense of what this TV show with Pat Sharp is.
Right, okay.
It feels a bit all over... No, it's fine. It feels a bit all over the place at the moment.
It's going to be called...
Give us a title.
I will do.
Can you just say hi to Shelley? Just because she's feeling a bit left out.
No, that's Shelley, you're doing a wonderful job. Thank you very much.
Feel like you're deviating from the premise of the TV show.
No, I'm not. Absolutely. I'm going to say it with both eye contact with both of you.
No, it's fine. I totally get where you're coming from. I just want to know the...
That's not a problem.
It's, hi, David.
Show, dude.
Oh, that's very
I'm
good
Graham.
Of you.
This is Peter. I went to university with him. I actually don't really know him... particularly well.
Oh,
well,
we're
in the
shut
up, David. There's loads of people in
here. All right, that's all right. Yeah. Take a seat. Here we go. That's not a problem.
Okay, so everyone, sorry, there's like a family reunion here. Say hi to Shelley.
Hi, Shelley. Yeah, hi there. Hi there. Are you good?
Yeah, very good.
Thank you. Wonderful. Wonderful.
Okay,
good
so everyone, David's
good.
About to pitch us all a TV show. It's his idea. He wants to make a show with Pat Sharp. He's promised
yes.
us it's gonna knock Gogglebox off its goggle. Box. If you
that's
will.
Good. I like that. That's quite good. Yeah.
Hi, David.
Hello, Shelley.
Yeah, so tell us the name of the show, what the idea is, just the top line, and who you'd like to cast in it.
Right. It's going to be called Sharp Bends, and it's going to be basically about, because I know men, I've done some research, they love cars.
Oh, God, yeah.
And it's a case of...
Shelley also likes cars.
I'm not being sexist. I know women are allowed to drive as well. So, you know, you could be watching it if you wished. I wouldn't hold it against you.
What's your favourite car, Shelley?
Huh?
What car do you drive?
Spas.
Spas.
A Spas?
A Spas.
What do they look like?
A Spas.
A Spas.
A Spas.
That was quite an experience of what it would be like.
It was a weird experience, wasn't it? But that's what life will be like if you win Edinburgh.
Talking to men in rooms about TV shows.
Yeah. Sure. You got a second question,
Jamie? I do have a second question. Simple. Describe the coolest scenario imaginable.
Okay, second question for David. Describe the coolest scenario imaginable.
Just like shades, the works. Where are we? What's happening? Who's there? Who's wearing shades?
I would be wandering through Soho, London.
Yeah.
You know where the edit...
You're in it, then.
I'm in Soho, London.
You're in the coolest scenario. Oh, the yes. coolest scenario imaginable.
Oh, yes, I'm in the coolest scenario. Sure. I'm very much the centrepiece, because this is my imagination. You know, I'm just playing it out.
Yeah.
I am in Soho, London.
Cool,
thank you very much. Yeah, cool. Seal of approval. Wandering past the noisy, hot Chinese takeaways.
Cool.
Absolutely. And on my other side, I've got all the edit suites. They're editing, I don't know, Ready, Steady, Cook, all the latest trendy TV shows.
That's cool.
And I'm just cruising on a BMX type of thing. But, you know, like not like, like an 80s one, you know, one that's quite... Like, I'm a hipster, I'm a mod type of thing.
How many hands do you have on
you're
the bus?
You're a mod, David.
A hipster.
A mod.
A said. Mod hipster, sort okay. of a modern hipster.
A modern hipster.
And I'm guessing you've only got one hand on your handle.
Yeah, I've just got one hand on the handle. The other one is on one of those very bright white Apple phones,
this
the latest
cool.
kind of model
this
type
cool.
of thing. And because I'm so cool, too cool for school, and certainly too cool for a job, the tats are out in the sun.
The tats, you got the tripod out.
Yeah,
tripod
the whole out. Shebang. But it's not, I've got one of those kind of checkered cowboy shirts, and the buttons are done, are undone all the way except one just at the bottom. So it's just opened up.
Sure. What's going on with the hair situation? Slick back, hat, what are we talking?
We're talking basically a lot of gel in a nice quiff, almost like a ski ramp quiff,
sure.
you know, one of those type of thing.
Yeah.
A lot of time and effort's gone into it. It's very symmetrical, you
sure.
know.
So we don't want to cover that with a hat?
No, God no. A lot of time's gone into that.
Little hoop earring?
Yes, I wouldn't be against that.
Would you
that.
Ever have a nose earring, David?
No, because I think there's loads of potential there for an infection. And I don't think I'm alone saying here, the first thing in the morning... You know, it takes a lot to clean it out. I don't know, that sounds a bit grim.
You clean your nose out in the morning?
Well, just a case of, I think, during the night, a lot of clutter appears in there. And it just needs to be kind of, you know, blown out.
Hoarding
nose
stuff in
yeah,
nose.
Hoarding in there. I couldn't just wander out the house without blowing it.
How do you clean your nose?
I first of all give it a good blow.
Can we hear
that?
That
brings...
No, that... properly. Have you got a tissue?
I've got one here.
Okay,
so David's like about to remove his nose clutter.
Like that.
There goes the table.
Absolutely, you're quite right. A bit of a wind effect there.
Okay.
Then I'd look in the mirror, and I think I may have one too many nasal hairs because a lot of them are trapped. I will then take the handkerchief, and I'll roll a corner, and then I will sort of drag the bits out. And
roll
then
it.
I blow a nose. Then I blow my nose again.
Do you do this every morning?
I'd have to, because if not, they'd just be trapped in
what,
the...
What do you mean your nose hairs will be trapped?
My nose hairs won't be trapped, but the...
The clutter.
The clutter. I don't want to be grim for people, but, you know,
bits
of dust and
dried
nose debris would just get stuck in the nose hairs.
Sure.
And then I use the roll-up part, the end of the napkin or
napkin.
Whatever. Or napkin or handkerchief, something like that. And then just sort of... get it in there and just pry it out.
I've never heard of overnight nose clutter. It's not a
no.
thing. I mean, I think most of the clutter that builds up overnight in my bod is the bum clutter.
Yes.
I think there's a lot of that
poo.
That needs... Yeah, poo. And also, you know, if you're in bed with
men.
Your girlfriend.
Yes.
Fart clutter.
Fart
yeah,
clutter.
A lot is... No, you're quite right there.
I have a technique, though. I like to... I mean, I feel like I've actually spoken about this on a podcast recently. Don't want to become a thing. But lying in the fetal position on the floor in the bathroom is how I get rid of my fart clutter.
Okay.
And it's I would recommend it to anyone out there.
Does it really open you up?
Yeah. Yeah.
Someone told me that sitting on the bath and hanging your bum over the edge of the bath...
I can't picture
it. Open up your anus.
Wait, sitting on... Where are you sitting on
so
the
I'm
bath?
I'm sitting on the edge of the bath, the side of the bath.
Yeah.
My bum is hanging over.
I think it's actually... Because I...
The
do you know the worst
the
thing I hate when I wake up in the morning?
Do you mind? I'm sorry.
Sorry, I apologise. Sorry, Brian. Brian, sorry. You go for it. Sorry.
And my anus opens up. And I've never done it, but that's what I've been...
I believe it sounds very relaxing.
I tell you what I started doing maybe about 10 years ago, and I think I've stuck to it as a thing, is trying when I'm excreting, trying to seal every air hole from the toilet with my thighs and bum, so that, and then flushing before I've parted my thighs,
so that the smell never hits the air. I don't quite know what you're talking about.
So there's the toilet bowl, right?
There's the opening, right?
So if you sit on it and make it so that there isn't a single part of the hole showing.
So vacuumed in.
Yeah, so exactly. It's vacuumed in, right? Yeah. So if you flush before you've opened the vacuum, the smell never hits the atmosphere.
Right. It's very clever. I've never thought of that.
So if you're going out with a new lady and you don't really want to contaminate
Or if you just have respect for your fellow
Your own nostrils, ultimately.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Sorry,
I don't know. I mean, we were just talking about the coolest scenario imaginable.
These are all very valid techniques.
Nose clutter.
Nose ring. Wouldn't have it to that.
Wonderful.
It's just an association game, isn't it? Bang, bang, bang.
Well, I think they're cool. I think it's
right.
Cool,
they're great.
Do you want to climb up to the very top of the roof, David, and get that loose tile?
It's quite high up. Which loose tile? There's lots of tiles there. Which one's the loose one? Oh, I can see it. Yeah, you're quite right. There we go. Do you want to hold the ladder at the bottom, though, lads?
I'll have one hand on it.
If you could put both, that would be...
I think I'm going to stick to one hand for now. I think you're just going to have to brave it, dude.
Yeah.
I got one hand on these suds.
I know what it's about. Build inside banter. That's cool. Okay, here we go.
David's going out there.
Okay. Are you sure you can't put your other hand up there? Because it feels a bit...
Up there?
No, on the ladder.
David has fallen.
David, watch that other tile.
Don't tell the foreman.
Oh. What a shame. I was going to cut it as if you'd died.
Oh,
should we do it again?
Oh, right, yeah. Yes,
David, watch that tile.
Guys.
David, watch that tile. David, watch that tile.
Dead.
David's dead.
I mean, of all the scenarios, the rooftop.
Do you know, I thought it was, you know... sort of a run-of-the-mill location, this, on the building site, but...
And he had all those great TV ideas with Pat Sharp.
Are you interested in getting involved in the podcast on a regular basis now?
Yeah.
Sort of taking his...
Yeah. I feel like I can't... Do you know what? I've called an ambulance.
He's called an ambulance.
Well, I don't know. I don't feel great.
No.
How do you feel,
Brian? I'm all right. I'm on the suddies. Did you call them suds?
Yeah.
Let's go down and see David's body.
They think they can bring him back to life.
Do they really? Oh, they think they're going to... So the paramedics are working on David.
Sure. What are you missing most about David, Brian?
Probably his attitude is old.
They are pumping electricity into him.
Oh, here he comes.
The loose tile. Oh, God, I'm back.
He's back again.
He's back. Sorry about that. I wasn't slacking. I was dead.
Tell us about what was your experience like?
Do you know what? This is the worst thing. Nothing happened. There was no golden hallway. There was no flying unicorns.
Golden horse.
Even that I'd have done with that, you know. Golden horse, golden hallway. I was expecting something.
Golden horse in a golden hallway.
Absolutely. With me on, you know, riding it through the golden hallway.
No afterlife.
It was like a TV just being turned off.
David, can I ask my next question?
Simple as that.
When was the last time you went for a nighttime walk in the middle of the night?
The last time...
Not 10, not 11... Sort of like a 2 a.m., 3 a.m. walk. Have you done that?
Well, I have done it frequently. I'd say the last time was about 3 months ago. I do get bad cramp in the night. And I think it was particularly in my Barnum flat when I lived there because it was very, very cold. I had problems with the central heating. And I think for some reason that level of coldness makes the muscles contract and I had to go for walks.
Where would you go?
I would walk...
Can the editor just put some footsteps here and just imagine David walking in the middle of the night?
I would walk down my flat steps, keep it quiet because everyone's asleep. It's 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. Mm. It's an uncivilized time to wander. It's only for medical reasons. I'd be wearing my pajama bottoms.
With coat over the top.
Coat over the top and just my shoes but no socks on. Basically.
So could you explain to us where you're walking?
I'm now walking along the gravel. Outside the actual flat where I am, And now I'm on the suburban streets. I'm thinking to myself, this
time is
madness.
What time is it?
It's about 3 o'clock in the morning. I can see the old cat glaring at me. Even
any
the cat's
unsavory
wondering.
Figures?
No, but they will be on the high street, though, when I leave the suburbs. And there's just a strip of high street in Barnum. You have a barber shop, a co-op, a takeaway selling foreign food.
Dead of night.
What.
Dead
Sorry?
Of night.
Dead of night. Everyone's in bed. Everyone's sleeping except Dave Edwards and the odd cat. And there's always an odd man wandering along in a suit for some reason, slightly drunk. He's obviously had a bad day in the office and he's clawing around looking for hope in the trash cans of Barnum. And wow. It's just, you know, I'm trying to get a bit more blood. You know, I don't want him to make eye contact with me, but at the same time, I can't go back yet because I've still got the cramp. So it's just cats wandering on tiles.
I just love the image of you walking the streets at night.
Yes, I look like I've been hit by a gun or something.
Why?
Because I'm limping. Very painful.
Right. Hit by a gun.
Yes.
Looking for hope in the trash cans of Barnum is an album concept, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it is. It could potentially
Jamie,
be.
Jamie, I've heard that you can sing.
Would
you sing the main track from Looking for Hope in the Trash Cans of Barnum?
I guess I will, yeah.
David, Give us a hand with this scaffolding.
Oh, I will do. With scaffolding?
Yeah.
Let's sort that out.
Okay. Jamie, would you... So this is Jamie, Dimitriou... about to sing the main.
Okay, I'm gonna. I feel like it's sort of a Springsteen-y type something. I'm not gonna. I can't.
Not R&B. You're quite good at R&B, aren't you?
Yeah, but that no one wants to hear that.
I want to hear it.
I mean, that is incredibly.
Come on, looking for hope in the trash can of life.
Put a soundtrack to my life, please.
Jamie Dimitriou. Here we go.
No, I mean it's disgust. That would be disgusting.
Come on.
What, R&B trash in Barnum?
Can you only alive once, mate?
I mean, there is no way of singing an R&B voice without people thinking, oh, this is... Right, okay, let me think about it.
That's all right, lyrics aren't easy to come
up. Gravel beneath my feet, tripod on my chest, glistening in the moonlight, that's the way I know Barnum's best. Walking around, seeing a man in a suit, I know he's found his trash can. Looking to the bottom of the bin, baby, is there hope for this man? Looking for hope in the trash can's Barnum, Barnum, hope, trash can. My name is David Edwards, baby, get this clutter out of my nose, man.
Oh,
that is
wow. Very
impressive. It's going to be said.
The most disgusting thing I've ever done.
Lads just acting a fool on the top of the building site.
There weren't enough jokes in that to make it worth me doing.
I was pretty impressed by that, friends.
Oh, I love that voice. I really love that voice.
That really, you know, if I heard that on the radio, I wouldn't think twice.
If you heard a song about a man looking for hope in the trash cans of Bonham, I'd hope you wouldn't turn it off. I think you'd have a heart attack.
I just...
David, we were coming to the end of the podcast. We haven't asked Jamie the golden question. There's a golden question section, Jamie.
Oh, yeah?
So David gets to ask you a question.
Oh,
here we go. Golden question section.
Has there ever been a period in your life...
I don't know why it's funny already.
A period in your life or consistently where there's been a reoccurring theme in your dreams in some sense, a reoccurring element.
Ooh, good question.
Or perhaps there's never been a reoccurring one. They're all different. Or do you sometimes sit at home and think, God, he keeps appearing, or I keep wearing that? type of thing. And you're cluing
it
up. I
don't know, man. I guess there was a long time where I used to dream that a big sort of gorilla man was walking. When I was a kid, I always used to dream there's a big gorilla man walking down my street and that my dad had to hide me in a suitcase.
Blimey.
And then he'd forget that I was in the suitcase and I'd just live my life in the suitcase.
Is that really real?
Genuinely used to have this all the time. Because when I was a kid, my dad used to play this game with me and my sister, who you've had on this podcast,
yes,
of course.
Yes, absolutely. Fond memories.
A game we used to like to play is him putting us in a suitcase and then hiding us on top of a cupboard so my mum would come in the room and not know we were there. And I think It was actually...
They were too... He put you in a suitcase on top of a cupboard.
He put us in a suitcase and put us on top of a cupboard and then get my mum to come in and be like, I don't suppose Jamie and Tasha are in here, and we'd think it was the funniest thing ever. But I think that because it's such a sort of visceral experience, it somehow made its way into my dreams. But just, I didn't want him to do it anymore afterwards. Actually, famously, within my family, I once woke up screaming and ran into my mum's bedroom crying my eyes out about the fact that I had dreamed that my pyjamas had flown off my body and in through a hole in the ceiling.
Blimey. And were you in a public setting during that, or just...
No, just in my... it felt very real. I think it was in my bedroom.
Well, that's understandable.
Yeah. Do you have... Is it the reason you asked that this happens with you?
Nothing like that. I mean, how big was the suitcase when you were both in? Because that... Were you toddlers at that point?
I was probably about 21.
Goodness me, we're joshing now. That would be a coffin. That wouldn't be a...
been joshing all along, mate.
Oh, absolutely. Joshing all along.
That's
what it's all about. You've been pulling my legs, mate. Like a daddy long legs.
I had a dream once that I was raped by a white donkey.
That's horrific. Are you joking?
No, I'm not joking. And I have also had a dream that I was raped by a horse. And I was pushed against... I've said this before on a podcast. I was pushed against a wall. I just remember its hooves sort of over my shoulders.
That's horrific. That's really... And you can see feel its hot hay breath in your ears. It's hot hay breath in your ears.
Hot hay breath.
That's just horrific. Are you sure that's literally...
Are you questioning me?
No, not at all. Not at all. A male stallion horse.
David, yes. I have a suitcase with me. Can you get in it?
It's the theme of the podcast. I don't want to be a party pooper.
It's a way to end the...
It certainly is. I could just about fit in there. I guess it's the fetal position again.
Funny, he just averted death and now he's being put away in a suitcase.
What are we going to do with the suitcase, Charles?
Open it up in a few seconds.
We should chuck it in the river.
Chuck it in the river. Chuck it in the
canal.
Well,
it wouldn't be ideal unless you're going to give me some air holes.
I'm opening up the suitcase.
Back with old gaze.
I don't mind getting into the suitcase because it's a bit of a laugh. But I don't want to be in the river.
Into the suitcase.
Right, here we go. All right, I lay on my side.
How
are
you feeling?
This is going to be a good opportunity for
I don't know, do I?
And I'm going to zip you up.
Yeah, I do know. I don't want to go into the suitcase.
Now David's muffled.
I prefer not to be sucked in the river, though, Brian, for obvious reasons. I can't swim.
Oh, you're heavy.
I know I am.
Oh, you're heavy.
The weight is fear.
Well, I'm just dragging you over to the river.
I prefer if you didn't, friend.
There are armbands in there.
Oh, are there? I need oxygen, not just armbands.
Do you want to push him into the river, James?
And oxygen.
Oh, oxygen. Now, that would help, if there's oxygen.
I don't know if I do want to push him in the river.
No, I feel a bit uncomfortable about this. I wouldn't mind...
I feel like let's give him the sweet release of life one more time. Throughout the suitcase.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, that's a lovely uplift.
Oh, lovely. Let's finish those tiles.
David, let's end this podcast. Could you copy Jamie's song?
Absolutely. I'll do the remix, if you like.
For sure, I'd love to hear it. I mean, I'm so hoping the song doesn't make it into this.
It will.
Wandering down the gravel of time.
Can you sort of, just for the next 2 or 3 minutes, could you teach him how to do it, Jamie? How to sing like that. Line by line.
What do you want to know?
I want to know, first of all, just get the lyrics right.
I think it started with walking down the gravelly path. I think you just got to chill. I think you just got to... when I do it, I just feel chill.
Can you do one line and let David try?
All right, okay. So, what voice was I doing?
Walking down the gravelly path.
So it's almost nasal.
Right.
I want to hear you do. Can you just give me what your interpretation is of that, and I'll tell you where you're going wrong.
Walking down the gravelly path.
I think what you're doing, David, is you're using your head voice. You want it to come from your chest instead.
Right. Okay.
So
you're going up here.
You want it good?
Go down here.
Try, David.
Focusing. Yeah. Walking down the gravelly path.
Yeah, a bit of a warble.
Walking down the gravelly path. Walking down the gravelly path.
You're on your way.
That's better.
Yeah,
it's much better.
But you want to sort of stop on path. It's like
path.
It's like
path.
Path. Pull it back at the last.
Path. 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 Path.
I think we just do a song of him saying path.
One more line, Jay. I could do this for the next hour.
Looking for hope in the trash cans of Barnum.
Looking for hope in the trust cans of Barnum.
I think that was it. I don't think he's.
Oh,
I
thank
think he's,
you. He's a seal of approval bad, there.
Know. I well, feel like X Factor beckons.
Please
what
do.
What would be your song if you
love were,
that?
What
would be,
I love that as well.
What would.
R. Kelly, I Believe I Can Fly.
Well, let's hear it.
I believe I can fly.
Well, you keep singing. We're going to get into the van that's come to pick us up. To say,
nice yeah, what one. About me? I need to.
Yeah, but the foreman needs to. The van's come early.
How am I supposed to do? I don't know how to use this cement machine. I don't know how. I mean, how am I going to get those?
Well, don't worry about it, Dave. We've got it in the podcast. Just
oh, right, okay.
Me and Brian, if you don't mind me pitching this, are going to pick David up and chuck him into the air, and he's going to fly away singing I Believe I Can Fly.
Well, that sounds pretty good, yeah. Yeah,
well, so, let's just hope. That
okay.
That's,
well, you just told us you believe you can fly. Let's get on it.
Okay, I've got one arm.
I've got the other.
I don't want to do this. I don't think it's a good idea.
You fly off into the sun.
I don't believe you can do it, but I think, you know.
No, I don't believe I can either.
All right, one, two, three.
I can fly. Oh,
can we shoot at
God,
him?
I believe you are. He's flying, he's flying, he's doing it.
Can we shoot at him?
I believe I'm the man in the air. Going through clouds, through thin air.
He's flying. This is him. He's going above Big Ben.
I'm gliding across the building sights. I'm moving into the lights. I believe
so
I can fly.
Child, shoot
I'm
him.
Doing it. I'm flying.
Shoot him.
I'm literally no, Charles. Don't need to. I'm not in pain.
Bang. And he's
well,
dead
I just
now.
Got a bullet
for the
bloody chest.
Time in this cut body.
A bit more electric for the chest, lads. A bit of electric for the old chest.
David, thank you so much for getting involved. Big thank you to Jamie for...
No, thank you, Jamie. Hugely appreciated.
Cheeky little poddy.
Huh?
Cheeky little poddy.
A cheeky little poddy. Thanks, Jamie, for coming along.
Thanks for
thank
me.
You, the blonde, sticky...
mucus biscuit. Man. Bombshell. Blonde bombshell.
Blonde bombshell.
Debris everywhere.
Goodbye, everybody.
Au revoir.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.